Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. Well, happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy Wednesday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I think we said it before, Charles, but every day that we have been given has 1,440 minutes.
Right.
Every single day. And what we do with that is actually our gift back to God. We can waste it. We can use it, we can invest it, but it's our gift back to Him. But here we are on Wednesday, and God has given us 1,440 minutes, and we're using 30 of that minutes
to
talk to our dads and father figures out there.
And again, it is best day ever.
It's the best day ever. Listen, man, welcome, my brother. If it is Wednesday, it is
Intellectual/Mental Health Day.
So let me just explain to those of you who are joining us for the first time. What we try to do on a daily basis is to empower our fathers and father figures to become better spies. I want you to imagine a car that has five tires, and each one needs to be properly balanced. So on Mondays, we focus on the spiritual aspect. On Tuesdays, we focus on the physical. Today, we're looking at the mental health, the intellectual. On Thursdays, we look at the emotional, and Fridays, the social. Today, we're going to be looking at a very pertinent issue for many fathers, and it's child support.
Yes.
It sounds almost like a curse word sometimes.
Yes.
Because for many dads that I know, they feel as though they're being robbed. And yet there are many moms who feel that they're being undercut. Yeah,
that's right.
Now, you have had experiences of that, Charles, and I'm so grateful for your willingness to share. May I say to you, listening audience, what we try to do here is to be authentic. We don't come as the experts,
right?
But what we do is try to come and be as vulnerable as we possibly can, not glorifying our past, but hopefully sharing our past so that a dad out there can benefit from what we do, because again, if a wise man learns from his mistakes,
and a wiser man learns from the mistakes,
of others.
Now, I can say that we're not an expert on the overall aspect of fatherhood, but I am an expert on my fatherhood.
Your fatherhood, amen to that. So, it seems almost crazy that courts need to get involved in parenting, because you would think that this thing that God has created is so beautiful that you wouldn't need to have the law intervening. But we are a fallen, we're fallen creatures, and somehow we mess things up.
Yes.
By the way, let me ask you generally, just a general question. Is child support a good thing?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because especially when a child grows up in a two-parent, two-income household, if all of a sudden one of those parents, usually the father, is not there, then his income is not a part of the household anymore. Therefore, you need child support.
It's ironic that we're talking about finance, and yet when we look at child support broadly, we mean supporting the child in every way, but generally, in this case, we're also talking about the financial support.
Correct.
And it is needed. We're going to have someone from the Florida Rural Legal Service to speak to that. It is needed because for some reason, one parent, and unfortunately, we have to admit, it's generally the dad, who doesn't, and in some cases can't, pay.
Right.
Now, would you subscribe to the concept that most times it's because the dads don't want to, or it's because the father can't?
Well, having worked in corrections, the majority of the times that the dad doesn't pay is because he thinks he's giving the money to the woman.
Okay.
And whatever emotions, whatever negativity he has towards the woman, that's what influences his thinking. There are some that just can't pay because they may have lost a job or it may be too much or whatever it is. But from what I've seen in my experience, it's because he has that negative attitude towards the woman, and I'm not giving her money.
Right.
He doesn't look at it as money is for my child.
I've even heard of a dad who, out of anger and resentment for paying the funds that he was required to pay, would bring the money faithfully, but all in coins.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And technically, he's paying it, but he's actually being spiteful because who wants to deal with a bunch of coins? It's from the fact that you have to count on each coin, then the fact that it's heavy also. So he was being spiteful, yes.
Yeah, I am not sure if I'd want my child to later on grow up and know yes. that what I was forced to give, I was doing it. And he would say he wasn't spiting the child, but more the mom. But I think the way you treat your child's mom is sending a powerful message to any child.
Yes, it is. In my situation, I paid. I didn't have a problem paying because it was my obligation. Things didn't work out with me and the mother, unfortunately, but I know what I had to do. And another aspect that men get angry about, once they pay the child support, they try to dictate
how it's to be spent.
How it's spent.
All right, so let's talk about that for a minute. Guys, we are complex creatures. It's almost as if, okay, if I can't have her, nobody else should have her when she's looking good or something like that. But is there an argument that if a dad is paying child support, the mom should not use it on things that are not directly connected to the child? Is there not an argument that if mom is looking after the child and mom takes some of that money to go have a spa day, that it's not wasting the money because, after all, she's spending all that time looking after this child by herself and needs to go have a spa day to recuperate or rejuvenate?
I guess there would be an argument, but how can you prove that? How can you prove that the money that you actually gave her did not go towards the child's care, but towards whatever she did? So that's why. And in my situation, I just put on blinders. I paid the money, and I just didn't try to even figure out what she was doing. Because emotionally,
yes,
it would drive you crazy. It would drive you crazy. Intellectually, it would drive you crazy if you know for a fact that it's not being used for the child's benefit.
I've heard of instances where the dad, gets the support.
Yes, I've heard that also.
Do you know any personal story of, not you, but I've never heard of it.
Having worked in corrections and family courts, maybe 5% of the time I've seen where the dad had custody of the child and the woman had to pay child support. In those 5%, instances, it was never an issue with the woman paying the child support. It was unusual because the majority of the time it's men paying the ex-wife or ex-girlfriend, whatever. But I've never saw where the women did not pay.
Did not pay. So generally we are the culprits.
Yes.
Children cost money.
Yes.
They cost money. So how does the court, and I'm going to ask you your personal opinion on that, but we're going to get our attorney to answer that when they come. Apparently, they use a criteria. So let's say a dad has three children, three different women. Mm-hmm. They use, and if one child is $60, $600 a week that it costs, do they look at six times three or look at the dad's income? How?
At the time when I went through it, it was there's a formula, and they determine what each child needs as far as whatever it needs to be fulfilled, and they put a monetary value on that. How they did it, I don't really know. But let's say in my case, it was two children, and just to get a broad number, just say if it was, okay, the courts say that these two children need $1,000 to be taking care of their basic needs. Then they look at the income of the father, look at the income of the mother, and there's a formula that they plug the incomes into, and it determines, okay, the father must pay 65% of that $1,000. The mother pays 35% of that $1,000. So that's what would determine how much the party who is being told that they have to pay child support, that determines how much they will pay.
What would you say, because I have not been in that situation, but what would you say to dads who resent paying child support? I mean, if yes. I was going to say if you play, you pay. I'm not even sure that's a good analogy or comment to make, but if we are the dad, and it's proven to be that we are the father of the child, we pay up. I mean, right. We are supposed to take responsibility.
Yeah. And we have to put it out of our mind, and I had to put it out of my mind, that I'm not paying the mother. I'm not giving the money to the mother. Yes, I am giving it to her, but not for her benefit. It's for the child's benefit. So ultimately, you have to have the child's benefit in mind when you pay your child support. And that has to be the dominant thinking in your mind.
Yeah. I think one of the ways to deal with this resentment is to go downstream, or should I say upstream, is to start talking to boys and young men before it happens. And that's one of the reasons I am so excited that you and other dads are committed to this fatherhood movement, to work with our boys and young men. Mm-hmm. The mission of the father-child connection is twofold. It's to empower fathers and father figures to establish, reestablish, or strengthen the connection between themselves and their children. So that's on one spectrum. Mm-hmm. The other end of the spectrum is to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. And so if we're able to talk to our boys and young men in high school, in middle school, sometimes even in elementary school, about knowing what it involves to have a child, then probably they would think twice, because while being a dad is one of the most wonderful experiences ever. I mean, you and I can testify to that. Yes. Being a dad is an awesome, irreplaceable, unduplicated joy.
There's nothing like it. Nothing like it.
There is a responsibility to that. And so where do you think we as men can come in and help our boys and young men who are not yet dads to realize?
Yes. Well,
this is a long life responsibility.
Yeah, I have two sons. And one of the things I've told them, as far as that is concerned, is that you make that choice. Like you say, it's a lifelong choice, because, first of all, that child did not ask to be here. So it is a choice. Second of all, I told them to look at the woman you're considering having sex with.
And because, do you want her to be the mom of your child?
Yes, because just because you think she's good enough to have sex with, and we're talking real here.
Yeah, yeah.
that doesn't mean she's good enough to be the mother of your child, and vice versa. If I would tell my daughters that just because you think the man is good enough to have sex with doesn't mean he's good enough to be the father of your child. So you have to look at the broad picture. Second of all, once that child is conceived, for good or bad, you are connected to that person.
Forever.
Forever. Some think it's just 18 years because that's usually the time frame to pay child support, but it's forever. So you have to make consideration. You have to consider and make good decisions who you're getting involved with. That's why we usually tell our children to abstain until you get to know, until you are more mature to handle these lifelong decisions.
Man, quite honestly, what you're saying here and what we hope we get through to our boys and young men, many of us, you and I, my age, your age, wish we had heard when we were growing up, because responsibility is not to be taken lightly. Yeah.
And at our ages, and I'm 63, so I grew up as a teenager in the 70s, we were not bombarded with all these sexual innuendos with social media and the media. Yes, I liked girls, but I didn't have the pressure to have sex with girls like there is
now.
Yes.
There are some commercials. I'm not even sure if it's a tire they're advertising or is it a naked woman.
Yes.
It's amazing the environment in which we live.
Yes.
And so the question is, how do we protect not just ourselves, because we men have always got to protect ourselves, but how do we protect our boys and young men? Because you might spend 15 minutes or 1 hour out of the 24 hours that you get with them, but social media has them longer. School has them longer. And you seem almost to be getting diluted by the influx and the deluge of things that they're getting into them. So it's almost like we're fighting a losing battle. We're not, but it seems like it sometimes.
And I would say, and I have said to my sons what my dad said to me. Yes, you are growing up. You are going to have feelings. Your hormones are raging. But you have to stop and think a minute. Because you have to, God has given you what is called an intuition. If it seems right, then it usually is. But if you're going into a situation and something is off, you just don't have a good feeling about it, that's your intuition telling you that you should not get involved in this. So you have to follow your instinct, follow your intuition. And I say to our young women, their intuition is much more sharper than a man's. If your intuition is telling you that this is not right, follow your intuition.
Yeah. And listen to your elders. To your elders. It's amazing. Some things your mom or your grandma might say to you that I'm not sure, they don't get it out of a book. It's like it's downloaded straight from heaven. So a young girl might say, but mom, he's good to me. And she would say, well, is he good for you? He's good to you, but is he good for you? Amazing. I tell you, brother, let's make an appeal here to our listening audience for their support. There are three ways you can be part of this movement. One is top of the list, your prayers. We ask that you pray for Charles, myself, and all the other dads who are part of this movement, because I do really believe that God wants us to be the catalyst for change and the agents of change. And so we're asking for your prayers. Number two, we ask for your hours. I'm encouraged by men like our brother there in Delray.
Yes, Brother Shannon.
Yeah, he has already mobilized a group of dads. We're going down there the third Saturday of this month to be part of something that is bigger than ourselves. So we're asking for your hours. We're asking for at least 1 hour per week. 1 hour per week to serve as a dad tour. We don't say mentor. We say dad tour because we make up words around here. Mm. Dad up, mom sense.
Yes.
Yeah. So your role would be to be a father figure for a child who doesn't have a father figure. Or, as in so many cases, too many, to be a dad tour for a young man who himself is a dad. 17, 18, but he hasn't got a dad to learn what it means to be a dad. And so your role would be so crucial. And by the way, it does not mean that you have to have a perfect past.
Correct.
In fact, sometimes God uses the most checkered past to be an example for somebody.
Yes.
And so we're asking for your hours, but we're also asking for your dollars. If you wish to contribute to this movement, you can do so by giving $100 a year. But you mentioned something the other day, which I thought it's breaking it down into bite sizes.
We're still promoting the Dad Up 1000.
Yes.
But if we can get 1,000 people to give $10 per month, that will take care of the expenses for our guests.
Yes.
And for the airtime.
Yeah.
So there you go. It can break it down into a little more manageable pieces.
And for those moms like Jacqueline last week, she gave a donation to honor the men in her life. Uncle,
much
granddad.
Appreciated.
Oh, my goodness. So you have so many different ways to be part of this. There's another fun way you can become part of this. You can send in a dad joke. We could give you one of these wonderful dad up caps that we have here.
Have we given one out yet?
No, man. No,
okay, what's come on? We come need to on, hear, everyone.
Yeah. So let me hear a joke from your dad. Dad, Chuck, Charles, I'm talking about. Let me hear.
Okay.
Because I have one that I think everybody's going to love.
Oh, okay, well, we'll see. What do you get when you cross a parrot with a centipede?
Oh, wow. What do you get when you do what?
When you cross a parrot with a centipede.
Oh, well, a multilingual.
You get a walkie-talkie.
A walkie-talkie, centipede walkie-talkie.
And the parrot talks. Okay, I need my laugh track.
Oh, listen.
Bill, where's your laugh? Where's the laugh track?
Mike said the other day, if you have to explain the joke,
okay, it wasn't
it's
a good
no
one,
joke.
Okay.
So,
I think you did that on purpose, but that's all right.
All right, so listen to this one. What happened to the frog that parked illegally?
I know this one.
You do?
Yes.
Let me hear you.
It was towed.
It was towed. You see, you're even laughing at it, and I didn't do anything.
Okay.
It was Toad.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Today, we are grateful to Donna, who wants to remain anonymous. And if I named him, you would know him, but he wants to remain anonymous. But I also want to say thanks to Nozzle Nolan, Pest Control and Lawn Care Company. We have a sort of co-sponsoring today of today's show, and we are grateful. Please call us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Let me repeat, 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. If you wish to make a suggestion, for example, the questions that we have for our wonderful guest who is coming up from the Florida Rural Legal Services, if you have questions, please email us or text us, and we will have them presented. They will also make arrangements for you to speak to them directly. If you have a joke and you want to send that to us, please text or email us and let us have them. But more importantly, or equally important, we're asking for your support in your prayers, your hours, and your dollars. Brother Charles, I'm grateful to you. I mean that you're available, you're capable, because there's some people who are available, but they're not capable. You're both. And you have always proved to be as vulnerable as you possibly can to share some of the experiences that you have had that I hope resonate with many of our dads out there. I have a question for attorney when they come in about child support. There are those who think it is punitive and it sends some dads sort of underground instead of engaging them and encouraging them. So rather than it being punitive, did it feel punitive to you?
No, actually, in working family court, it gave me a sense of responsibility. So when my divorce happened, I knew what I had to do. And again, working corrections, I saw some guys that just did not want to give that woman. They would always say, that woman. I'm not giving that woman one red cent. I even saw some guys that quit their jobs so that they did not have to.
Is that cutting off the nose to spite the face?
Yes, because you can give it yourself, but most of the time it goes through a system, a child support system, where they garnish your wages. And some of them would just quit their jobs. I saw one guy that was $50,000 in arrears. And I took him to court, family court. And
sorry, explain that. What you mean? You took him to court?
Well, when he was in the jail,
you transported him.
He was in the jail where I was employed, and I also worked family court. So I took him to his hearing in family court, and the judge was talking to him about him being in arrears and trying to set up a payment plan. And he said, "I don't care how much time you give me, I'm not giving that woman one red cent." That was his mentality.
Man.
So not even considering how it's hurting his child or children.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we will not shy away from any topic on this show. I said it once and I'll say it 100 times. We're not Jerry Springer on air. But what we will do is confront topics that face our fathers and father figures.
Yes.
From a biblical point of view and from an evidence-based, research-based point of view, we hope to present facts and information that will inform our fathers and father figures and help us all to be better spies.
And encourage dads to do the right thing and be responsible.
Yeah. Regardless of the same thing we say to mom, that regardless of your feelings for dad or lack thereof, dad for the child, give him access to the child.
Yes.
We're appealing to our father figures, our counterparts, to say, dad, regardless of how you feel about mom, and there must have been a time when she was all that and a bag of chips, that woman.
Yes.
To now make sure that you don't spite the child by spiting mom. Spite the child by spiting
Remember, it is about the child or children.
Yeah. Man. Well, again, we are so grateful that you have joined us today, and we look forward to dealing with more, I don't want to say hot topics, but relevant topics. And if you have something that you wish to have us address, please email us at 561-229- No, email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, we would lend dollars. You can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call